Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode on the Sidemen.
Baroque, boondoggle, fastidious, sycophant. I don't know what any of those words mean.
So last week on the 100 Thieves episode, I mentioned how the Sidemen were the perfect combination of a high production value while still feeling like not an organization, but just a group of friends. And I decided that with that, and with them being such an amazing group of creators, that I would do an episode on them this week. So for those who do not know, the Sidemen are a group of creators who basically post videos every Sunday, and they all live in the UK. They are amazing creators. There is Josh, Toby, Ethan, Vic, Simon, Harry, and JJ. Otherwise known as KSI, and they all have amazing channels with an unreal amount of subs. It is absolutely insane how big this group is. KSI has 23 million subs. Road to Shaw, his channel, who's Harry, has 16 million subs. Simon, Mini Mentor, has 9.6 million subs. Vicstar has 7.3 million subs. Bazinga, Ethan, has 4.63 million subs. Toby, I think it's Toby Chisel, has 4.6 million subs. And Josh Zerker has 4.5 million subs. So the firepower this group is packing is absolutely incredible. Usually when you get a group of creators like this, you have like maybe some smaller ones in the 100,000s of stuff like that. But no, this group is absolutely insane with the numbers that they are packing. And they release content every Sunday, and it is dubbed Sidemen Sunday. So, the Sidemen. The Sidemen are probably, like I said, I think, the best group on YouTube. There have been some other groups on YouTube that I follow and watch, like 100 Thieves, like Offline TV, like one of my favorites that doesn't exist anymore, Click, but the Sidemen do it best. They have had this channel since, I think like 2016, 5 years ago, and they have just done absolutely crazy things since then. Every week they come well-prepared with a super well-made video. It all usually feels like the things are well planned out and well executed and high production value. Like I said, every video is a banger, and usually they're all like there for the video. Like, it is very hard with these group things with creators that big that you generally get together and make a video like every week where everybody's there, but they tend to execute it in a way where everybody participates in every single video, which is just mad. And they do a fantastic job of it. Some of their most popular videos, and obviously some of my favorites personally, is when they do like a $10,000 trip versus like a $100 trip, or in a $20,000 versus $200 trip. They have had a Europe edition, just like a vacation edition, a road trip edition, and those have all been great videos. Their Tinder in real life videos also do extremely well.
Vic, I'm 25, and girl, you're a 10. On the pH scale, because you look kind of basic.
Oh no!
Vic's on smoke tonight. Vic is on smoke tonight.
I wanted a boyfriend anyway, not a son.
You can't stay here, bro. You gotta leave.
Those always do super well. And yeah. Those have been some of their most popular. They also do a lot of food videos, which for some reason always pull me in. I don't know exactly why, but they try to eat 70,000 calories in 24 hours. They've done bake-offs. They've done, mukbangs. They've done, eating as much food as they can, gaining as much weight as they can. Some of them are just absolutely crazy. They have done parodies of game shows. They have done pretty much absolutely everything. And that is not all. They produce so much content. Now, if you were looking for a new group, and you have never heard about the Sidemen, let me tell you, you are in luck. You are in luck because they also have more Sidemen, which releases, I think, it looks like every day, every 2 days. It looks like multiple videos a week there, which include, you know, it looks like some Quiplash, some other Jackbox games, some playing like Trivial Pursuit, you know, I think some FIFA as well. They do a lot of cool stuff.
Who's that?
Yeah, my bad. Me. You know it was me. I said okay, my bad straight away.
I watched it, didn't it?
Oh my god!
Hey, yo, Ethan!
What, JJ,
what the fuck is this? No, your shit!
So why do we play it? Why do we play it so much then?
Why is that? Why is that not just gone to his feet?
A bad word.
Can't blame the game when you're bad.
Which I think is pretty awesome. They also have a Sidemen Reacts channel. Which that is at 4 million subs, and, you know, they react to different things. And so far, when I'm looking at it, they are releasing every day. I don't, on those, like the Sidemen shorts, more Sidemen and stuff like that, more Sidemen, by the way, has like 5.4 million subscribers. They don't have everybody for every video, but, they're still all really good. But yeah, these guys know what they are doing, and they know how to produce content. So it is absolutely insane the amount they are outputting every day. Just, you have so much to watch if you like this group, which I do. I'll be honest, I am not an OG Sidemen fan. I have watched them more than just researching this video, so like I knew them before this. But I am not an OG Sidemen fan. I only came in, like, I think maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago when I was just, you know, scrolling through YouTube, found this. And, yeah, and I just was like, oh, man, these guys are, like, super funny. By the way, a video series that I totally forgot to mention, which is one of their most iconic, is all their hide-and-seek videos. Now, you just may be saying at this point, how can a hide-and-seek video be interesting? Well, and they have done hide-and-seek recently on a jumbo jet. Before that, in a dungeon. I think they have done it in a castle. They have done it in a private island once. In, I think, a prison as well. They have done it. Yeah. A lot of cool different... A cruise ship as well. Like, they have done it in some insane places that make it super, super fun. And yeah, all of it, like I said, is incredible.
This might be the most impossible hide and seek we've ever done.
I've got two, yeah.
You've got two, yeah.
The buff, no,
they can't be hiding in a buffet.
I might get more pizza, you know? Pizza's quite nice. And I normally don't like pizza, you know?
What makes them so good? They're dynamic. If I have ever said before on this podcast, which I have said many, many a time, that YouTubers are good when they are like a group of friends. The Sidemen are probably the best example I could have ever talked about in that sense. The Sidemen are a group of friends. That is literally what they are, and they treat each other like sus. They roast everyone, make jokes that probably really cross the line, but are just hilarious. Everybody can dish it and take it out. Some are crazy, some are not. But they all come together to form these videos. You have some people on the crazier side, like KSI, JJ, and Harry, who are just, you know, kind of causing a bit of chaos. Then you got some of the more sensible ones, like Vic and Josh, who try to keep, and Toby, who try to keep everything in line. And I would say Simon and Ethan kind of ride the middle of, you know, either causing chaos and, you know, going along with things. And so, yeah, when you can kind of ride the line like that and balance, have a very balanced group that is, like, it is very balanced in a way that you don't really feel like, oh, these guys are like, it's kind of uncomfortable watching them. They're like kind of weird. They're like, everybody's too chaotic. Or like, this is their boring group, you know, they're just doing nothing. No, they have done amazing things, but they are balanced. And that is probably the most important thing. They are able to keep a cool dynamic that I think everybody can, like, pick someone that they always root for in the challenges that they want to win. There is a member of the Sidemen for everyone, in my opinion. Someone in the Sidemen is always going to make you laugh. You can find your member. Now, like I said, they live in UK, so they have, like, a lot of videos set there. So, like, that is their setting. I'm pretty sure they're all in London. So they can do, like, a lot of cool challenges and races and events, like, around there. So they're not in the middle of nowhere. They have cool experiences that they are doing. They have merch in a shop that is just, like, pretty much incredible. It is all, like, super well done, pretty professional. Kind of bringing back the whole 100 Thieves thing. What they've done well is they've upgraded their content from the beginning. The first few videos were, you know, maybe like I'm looking right now, mean tweets, fear pong, try not to laugh challenges, stuff like that, whisper challenge. And now they have, like, evolved to fully creating game shows. Their most recent, one week ago, upload of doing the wheel was absolutely insane. I don't know where they got that set from, if it was actually the wheel set. Vicstar was actually on the real wheel. But it was incredible. It was like watching a TV show. It was literally like watching a TV show, and that was all put on by them.
Jeez.
Nico, welcome.
You guys are up the production, jeez.
Come on.
Welcome to the show. Great to have you here.
Actual quote from the video.
I don't even know how to describe it. It was just amazing. So cool. For, like, what they could do better, I don't even know. Like, this group is just, they make tons of content. All the videos that they release once a week are the highest quality. And even if you just want more content, they have two other channels for that. Three if you count the shorts. They have all had glow-ups, they all have their own channels. They do everything incredibly. I don't even know what to say. I think sometimes they could get into a bit of, like, tropes, per se. Like, you know, JJ will do, like, kind of like the same thing and hide in plain sight over, like, in every, you know, hide and seek video. But, like, that, I guess that could get annoying, but in a way that's also just classic JJ. Like, it's like a lovable, like, oh, again, ha ha ha, like, laugh track plays. Like, that is what he does, and that's what makes it funny. So you can take that, you know, as it may. You may like it, you may not. That's what I would say. But they pour so much money into their videos. They're always so good. I'm looking at, like, everyone is over 5 million views. Pretty much. Most of them are, like, 10. I think their retention is amazing for, like, people subscribe to them. I think they mostly get, you know, people watching them, like, yeah, I don't even know what I can say. They always do a good job. Again, I think more game shows would be fun. I don't know how you could really do more on the hide-and-seek things. Unless you get, like, I don't know. You just have to get bigger and bigger, I guess. And I don't know if there is a limit to that. I always do appreciate like the $10,000 versus $100 like stuff like that. You can, I guess, upgrade the price tag on stuff like that. But no, I really don't have much to say. What makes them even more lovable is they do include their friends in a lot of videos, which makes it feel like a friend group even more. You know, you got characters that show up and everybody seems so happy to have them there and so happy to be there. And those are always great. They have like the Tinder ones and people like roasting them. They have the ability to get strangers and stuff like that. I think they pool their resources well and execute videos well every time. I mean, I watched a video of them playing Monopoly. I mean, they had like a big board and everything, but that was hilarious and I enjoyed it so much. Like, it is honestly great. I don't even know what to say like that. It's fantastic every single time.
The sheer amount of times I have said I don't even know what to say is unbelievable. I have literally edited some out.
And, I think that's kind of all I can say. This is like a shorter episode, but I just wanted to like shout out a channel. They're always willing to go the distance on every video. Like, they're Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts 1. Everybody was wanting to eat something. No one kind of balked, which I think can be annoying. Everybody wants to be there. And that is what I would say truly makes the difference. Everybody seems like they're an equal level. Even though JJ is the biggest creator there, sometimes he gets ripped on the most. It is truly, I think, a comfort channel. If I had to pick, you know, any of the channels probably so far that I've researched, this is probably the one that's a comfort one. They do a fantastic job, and I can't say much because they're going on to do great things. And that's all I have to say. Thank you guys so much for all the support recently. I hope you continue to listen. We got some cool things coming up for the anniversary. Maybe some people on. But thank you guys so much. I'll see you next time. Bye.